On today's Tech Help for Churches, finding and using YouTube keywords. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Tech Help for Churches. This is the show where every week I help you use the internet, new media, social media, etc. in your church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host, and I'd love for you to ask your questions and leave your comments, so just do that below the video. Now, if you're listening to the audio podcast, you can't do that below the video because you're listening to the audio. That's the way that works. So no problem. Just head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/THFC, Tech Help for Churches. Find this episode, leave your question there. Perfectly good way to do it. If it's totally unrelated, feel free to just leave your question on the last episode. No problem there as well. So, previously I've talked about using keywords for sermons on this show. And keywords are something that, well, first off, you've got to realize YouTube, it's all algorithms, math equations, software. That's the way that Google works, and by extension, YouTube. So, since there are very few people involved, there are programmers who are always trying to tweak it to make it better, but it's not the case that someone finds a new video on YouTube and goes, oh, cool, this is totally perfect for this keyword, I will put it in that bucket. Nope, doesn't happen like that. Even if Google wanted to do it like that, they couldn't. And the reason is there are so many videos uploaded all the time. I think the last stat I heard was like 48 hours of video uploaded every minute. I mean, just crazy amount of video. So it would take, if there's 48 hours of video uploaded every minute, then that means 60 times 48, that's how many people would have to be watching video all the time to watch every video. So it's just a staggering amount, and it keeps growing, by the way. So it's not that that's even a very scalable solution. So, they've done it all with computers. Now, the downside is, since computers are so literal, the way people talk, it's a little confusing to them, quite frankly. So, maybe you've run into this if you use Siri, or if you use Google Now or Cortana on Windows Phone. Any of those, you try and ask it questions, sometimes it works great, sometimes not so much. And that's because we understand how we talk, but it's hard to create rules that computers can understand. So, the very first thing you should realize is, while Google does their best with synonyms, words that mean the same thing, they're not always great at it. So, matrimony means marriage. Marriage, the institution where a couple is joined together, hopefully for life, has a Christian component, unless it's like a Hindu wedding or whatever. Anyway, let's not talk about the definition of marriage. That's something for a totally different show. Instead, let's talk about the fact that just saying the word marriage or matrimony or wedding, all those things each have different shades of meaning. And it could be that if you use one in a video, the people that are looking for a different one won't find it at all. So that's why we talk about keywords. Keywords are the synonyms that people are looking for, as opposed to the ones you want to use. It's not the case that they wouldn't understand the difference. It's the case that when they search, the computer that searches doesn't know, oh, this means the same as this, so we're going to put them together. So that's why we use keywords. You want to use the terms people are searching for, because the computers that are doing the searching may not know that one thing means the same as the other. So I'm blathering on, but let's dive into where you would figure out these keywords. Well, there are a couple of different tools. I've talked in a previous episode about TubeBuddy that allows you to do a little bit of research on different tags to use, which you would use in the title of your video, in the description of your video, and in the tag section of your video. So those are the places that you would use those. So that's one tool. Google's official tool, they used to have a YouTube keyword planner tool. That would be too obvious, so they got rid of that thing like a year ago, as I'm recording this in September 2015. So instead, they have the Display Planner keyword tool now. I don't know why they had to change it from YouTube Planner, but they did. So now it's the Display Planner keyword tool, and I'll leave you a link in the show notes below this video, or head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com to find that. So what you would do is you put in what you think is the keyword, and then search, and then it'll say, oh, well, sure, there's 20 searches a month for the one you put in, but there's 1,000 for this one. Do they mean the same thing? If you look and you go, huh, I was going to use matrimony, but marriage, as it turns out, is much more popular, you use marriage. Because, as I say, when people search for that, that will help. Now, the next thing that you need to think about is where you put these. I've already told you a little bit, but typically, the way that this works is Google is trying to figure out which are the important words. So they think that words at the beginning of titles are more important than words at the end. So it would be better to start your title on your video with marriage matters, colon, blah, 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 than blah, 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 colon, marriage matters. Might mean the same thing, but they think that marriage at the beginning of the title is more important than marriage at the end. So that's where you should put it. Also, put it in the description a couple of times, not in a spammy kind of way, but in the natural conversational mode of writing up what the video is about. So you could say, well, Marriage Matters is a series we're in the middle of in our church, and we're talking all about what God says about marriage. And so this is what the Marriage Matters series is about. That might be a little wooden, but you can think of a more natural way of doing that. So that's the second place that I would put that in YouTube. The third place is I would put it in the tags below the description. Now, those don't have as much to do with it as the other two places, but it's better to have those two than not. So those are the three places I would put it. Now, when you link to the video on your website, on your church website, you embed it, that's one thing, but if you're actually putting a link to it, don't just, as the link text, put watch this video, and then they click watch this video and it takes them. It would be much better to do watch the latest Marriage Matters video. And Marriage Matters is what you would click. Marriage Matters video, that's what you would click. So that would be a better way of doing it. By having the text in the link, that also helps YouTube and, well, Google know, oh, that's what this is about. So the more times they see that, the better. The more places they see it directing it from, the better, etc. So that's why we use keywords, and that's where you find them, and how to just more easily be found and make it so that your video, whenever it's one of the 48 hours uploaded every minute to Google, to the YouTube site owned by Google, that's how you won't get lost in the crowd. Because while YouTube is a great place to find all these videos, there are so many of them that it's also an easy place to get lost if you don't make it easy to be found. Well, I hope that helped you. I hope that was information that is something that will help your videos be found. And if you like this information, you'll probably like my email newsletter. So, but by all means, head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S, and there you can pick up a church tech gift of your choosing, along with a subscription to my email newsletter where I tell you all about using tech in the church. Also, head over to my store, trinitydigitalmedia.com/store, where I've created all sorts of tech resources, including a new one that I'm announcing this week, which is Church Tech U, which is a community where all my training resources are available to the members as part of their membership, and that's where I hang out and we'll do all sorts of discussion, question and answers, etc. So head over to the store if you're interested in that. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Go out and change eternity.